of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's Monday, Labor Day, the 7th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
It's Monday. We're going to get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Carl and Linda Bott here this morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we? Yay!
We certainly are. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Good morning, Linda. What's the weather?
Well, it's actually only 74 right now, but today we are looking for widespread haze. Well, it's right here right now. Sunny and hot with a high near 112 with about 5 to 7 miles per hour. Now, driving on the
wind. Wait a minute. Say that again. How hot?
112. According to the National Weather Service. I mean, we've watched, you know, KRCR, and it says 111, but, you know, yesterday I think we went outside and thought, this is a very hot and hazy day, and looked at the weather, it was 111 at that particular time. But just expect that today, tonight will be clear with around, well, clearer. Not really, with the round of 69. I'm wondering when our skies are going to open up. I just feel terrible. I told Carl, I said, I was really in a moment of reflection and prayer yesterday for the 12,000 plus firefighters that are out there and all of the fighting our fires, and the tragedy of when I think of fire, I think of, too, the structures, not only of the structures, but really the beautiful trees and the wilderness area and the critters. And my heart bleeds. So yesterday for me, I was really in a lot of prayer and reflection for those people and places and things. And let's be mindful of that as we're on this Labor Day. I mean, the laborious act, of course, we're going to talk about a little history of why Labor Day began. But let's think that in mind. So as tonight we go into 69, the wind will be increasing up to 20 miles per hour in the area. Tomorrow calls for 93, breezy again. And Wednesday calls for sunny and hot with a high near 96. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 94, and Friday sunny and hot with a high near 96. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, Carl, on the way to the studio this morning, it was
I have something.
No cars, just because it's Labor Day.
Yeah.
It just felt like there was an activity. Ashes in the air, gray skies. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like it's depressing, but it was just
sounds like it is.
Very ominous in a feeling of like otherworldly.
Oppression.
Some of that, but it was almost as if you came out of a dream and you walked into, like, where am I? What is going on?
You're really
on?
Starting everybody's Monday off, you know, very, very positive here.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Hey, Sue's here at the helm along with Ashley. We've got a double. We've got the twins back here.
Hey, guys.
So,
hi.
And there is some stuff going on with the fires. We're at historic proportions with the fires, it appears.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, we thought we had it, which we did. We had the car fire. We had campfire. I mean, that set a record. I hope will never be broken or never even get close to of 89 people dying in that horrible fire. I mean, we had fires all that year, but this year it looks like California really is burning.
Yep. The Wildfire Safety Operation and Emergency Operations Center is monitoring the weather conditions. PG&E issued a warning for customers for potential public safety power shutoffs. This is tonight through tomorrow night. Shasta County, Sierra, Sonoma, and Tehama also included many more. The Elkhorn Fire has burned 46,350 acres. That is 50% contained in Tehama County, so containment growing. In Lassen and Plumas, several evacuation orders and advisories for Claremont were lifted The North Complex, though, has grown to 37,261 acres, 42% containment. The Sheep Fire, 29,570 acres, 80% contained. The Claremont Fire, 24,330 acres, 49% contained. The Bear Fire, 12,154 acres, 29% containment. And according to CAL FIRE, the Creek Fire has burned 73,278 acres, zero containment. And
how many acres on the Creek Fire?
73,278. Okay.
They could see the smoke up to 50,000 feet in the air on the Sleep Fire. And also on the Sleep Fire is where they had to, they went up to the Mammoth Pool area up there and to the reservoir, and they evacuated almost 200 people using National Guard Black Hawks and CH-47 helicopters to get people out of there. So, I mean, that's pretty serious.
Exactly. So, folks, you want to prepare. You want to make sure you have a go bag. Also, we've got the Butte-Tahama Glen Lightning Complex at 66,309 acres. That is 55% contained. And, Carl, back to you.
And I also want to remind you, while we're looking at this morning and we're talking about, thank you so much, Sue. You did such a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate both of you guys. Starting on this Monday morning, of course, 8 o'clock, we'll have Enjoy Magazine, and we'll talk about, you know, Live Without Limits and their September issue. And we'll be covering some headlines here. But I wanted to remind you about something good that's going to be coming up that's happening on 9/12, and that is the 2020 Fashion Show Gala. Now, they have pre-recorded many of the designers at the Reading Riverfront Playhouse. And you can see that show live. What they're going to do is show, there'll be people there live. There'll be people at home where you can actually get a box. You have to go to order a watch party box. And you can go to fashionalliance.org right now. The Reading fashionalliance.org, get your little party box. And this is what we call about supporting. If you want to be outside or at restaurants or even be around, the Fashion Show Gala will be on the YouTube channel. You're going to go to fashionalliance.org, get the YouTube channel, and it'll be on September 12th at 6 p.m. And I think it's just very clever what they're doing. And, of course, we've been interviewing them along the way, of the designers, so on and so forth. So we've been really behind this last year. Again, it was just a fabulous event live that was downtown. This year they're doing it live and then some pre-recorded again so they could be, you know, distanced, socially distanced, where each designer came in individually with their different looks and creations. And we're just very proud to be a part of this. Again, it's the 2020 Fashion Show Gala. I want to remind you about that. That's on 9/12 at 6 p.m. You can sit and watch the comfort of your own home, but make sure you donate or get like one of those little cute watch party boxes. It's got, you know, all the goodies that you could possibly sit around and enjoy yourself watching the show.
Okay, going back to the Sleep Fire, and it was in Big Sleep, California, and we saw this, and it looked like a huge fire when I was checking CAL FIRE yesterday. And so, as you burrow into it, you see that you're up there in the National Forest up there above Fresno. It's within, probably within striking distance of Yellowstone. It's not quite that close, but this fire, when you looked at the photos, it looked very much like we were seeing right here in Reading during the car fire, with, you know, almost a firenado going up there. And like I said, smoke was seen at 50,000 feet above sea level. And then when they got caught at the Mammoth Pool Reservoir, and they couldn't get out. They were trapped. And that's where the National Guard came in and started shuttling people in and out of there in the helicopters and took them down to Fresno proper. Now, they had a number of injuries up there, too severe, and others were injured but not badly. But picture this, that you're up there on a Labor Day weekend trying to get away from the city and everything, trying to get away from COVID. As if COVID's not enough. Then you have to be medevaced out of the area by helicopters. I mean, come on. that's a, you know, at some point, who had rescue by helicopters for September? Well, anyway, we've got a lot to talk about over the next hour, and give us some thoughts for you also, the things about this weekend that may have happened here. But also, we're going to give away some tickets to the MASH Bash drive-through lunch.
Fabulous.
Or dinner. That's going to happen here on the 12th. So we're going to take a quick break, and Sleep Number brings us this piece, this segment here. And, you know, one of the things.
Thank God for our sleep.
Yeah, you know
number.
What? We need to be emotionally balanced.
Yeah.
That, you know, as much as possible during this time frame. And, you know, okay, so we can handle COVID now. We're handling COVID. All right, COVID's something that's a part of our lives, but we're handling it. Now we have fires. And now we have, as Linda says, we have this haze and a red sun this morning as we're looking at it right now. We have ash falling all over us again. So, you know, one of the ways to kind of escape this is a good night's sleep, and that's Sleep Number. Yeah, they provide a great night's sleep. They have, you know, each side of the bed is adjustable so that you can sleep on the firmness of your mattress that you want, and not, you don't have to compromise with anybody. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Linda.
Mine is 55 as well.
Your sleep number setting varies.
My sleep number setting is 55. And so the biggest sale of the year, when all beds are on sale for a limited time, save 50% on Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and set up when you add a base. And today, shop your way to Sleep Number stores, Sleep Number .com or by chat. Now, here's a disclaimer. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. To see sleepnumber.com for details.
Located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Go on in. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. 7:16 in the morning here on Labor Day, the 7th of September.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans, and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Come see Turtle Bay's newest interactive exhibition, Making Sense, the Art and Passion of Fragrance, on display now through September 7th. Take a journey with the power of scent and explore the flora, fashion, and science behind fragrance. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Labor Day today, the 7th of September, 7:21 in the morning, 72 degrees out there right now, heading up to 112 today. Ooh, wee. You know what? This may be a good day to kind of stay inside and say, you know what? It's 112 outside. I just don't think I'm going out. Yeah, the weather reports, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been here in Reading since 1967, a very, very successful business, an employee-owned business that moves fuel oil, gasoline, kerosene, jet fuel around all 12 western states. And when you look at the fires that are going on, SST Oil is right there in support. They've got three trucks at a time rolling out there to support our firefighters. They're running jet fuel to the helicopters and the planes so they can make the dumps onto the fires. SST Oil, again, playing their part in keeping our community safe. A lot of things happening, but this weekend,
the flotilla.
The flotilla. You know what? The Make America. What was it? Celebrate America flotilla out at Lake Shasta. Huge flotilla. You know, like 1,000 boats out there. You know, flying flags in support of the police, our country. Trump. All of this was going on out there, and people were putting in, and then they were going to the bridge and watching it, and floating their flag, flying their flags out there. And also there was a Make America Great Again drag in Rockland, drag the interstate. It started with a lot of our people went down there for that. And this was a national event too, where you drove up and down the interstate with your flags and such. Now, no fights, no riots, no houses, no businesses were burnt. I know it's not a big news day, which is why you probably didn't see anything about this on major media. Even one of the local news, or local opinion, I should say, internet things. What do you call them? Internet stuff. Okay, I'll be okay. Was surprised, and it was too bad because it kind of like sounded like there was some like, oh, there was no violence, there was nothing. Yeah, and there was even a BLM protest that went on. I think that went yesterday with a few people out there for that. And our BLM up here, Black Lives Matter groups up here, they're not associated with Antifa or anything, we don't have to worry about that. Even though that there was reporting that Antifa was coming up here and all this, again, it was social media rousing the concerns of local people. Well, nothing happened. There was nothing like that. I heard it too. Oh, hey, they're going to go to Cinemark 14 and try to shut it down. Well, nothing happened. I think the bottom line is, my friends, is there are people out there that want to play on your fears. They want to play on your concerns. And there are, groups right here in Reading that almost seem disappointed when nothing happens. Which to me is sad. It's just sad. Anyway, it was a great thing out there on Lake Shasta. It was a super event. I mean, this flotillas went clear across America in different places. You know, thousands of boats out on lakes, all of them there celebrating America and support of the police. Yeah, and support of Trump, too. So, I think that this was something that was, frankly, it was spectacular. Just, and spectacular in a good sense, unlike Portland, which is over 100 days of riots now. And the people outside of Portland, see, Oregon is much like Washington State and how we are up here in Northern California and Central California. The majority of the people in Oregon live in the Portland area and that surrounding area. Well, they're the ones that make the decisions for the rest of Oregon. If you're looking at it in counties and people, when you go east of Oregon, it's almost all red. And they're tired of what's happening in Portland. A town like 15 miles away from Portland, the guy sold, the gun shop there sold, he said, thousands of guns. You know, he says, I've sold 4.5 million rounds of ammunition since March. So, the question is that people are concerned. People who have never bought guns before are now buying guns. And we have great examples of that even in our family that have never had a gun in their house except for a hunting rifle are now buying guns because they feel like they're just not safe
in
Sacramento.
Let's go back to Portland for a moment. This morning I saw a snippet on one of the news channels that was talking, the masked people from, residents and citizens of Portland that were talking about the tear gas in and around their house. And he said, we've had to go in, close the windows in our own home. Just imagine this. If you're in Reading, okay, closing your windows. Well, who wouldn't with 110 out anyway? But close your windows. This one woman, this guy, just said, my wife is afraid to breastfeed because of the fact of the tear gas that's getting into her system. Now, I'm just talking about the basis of fear and the stress. It's not enough that we didn't go through COVID and are still going through COVID. As a matter of fact, I'm going to change the subject real fast. We went out Friday night. We had family in town. I'm going to change the subject, and maybe something that's more positive. Evidently, everything's opened back up here in Reading, at least. So, family was in town. The person that was with me wanted to go because she's not been able to get a pedicure. I know this sounds trite, but it's not really. It just goes to show you. Five different places we went to, we couldn't get into. Then we decided to go to one of our favorite places for dinner. Of course, we were masked up. And there was like a 40-minute wait. We didn't want to sit outside because one of the persons that we were with had asthma. And then we went to the next place that was closed. The next place we went to, we called en route, and they said we're completely booked up. Then the fourth place that we went to was a 30-minute wait, but we did get in, which ended up being C.R. Gibbs. And I'm telling you, the place was packed. It's almost as if everybody's ready to go out. And I know that they're, the authorities are talking about don't go to the beach, don't go to crowded areas. I think they tried to socially distance there pretty much at Sierra Gibbs. They did have their tables far apart and the parties within the table, which is what we've heard it called, consensual pots. You travel with your buds, your friends that practice pretty much safety. But that's kind of what we witnessed on Friday night. Yeah. As far as going out and, congratulations to everybody that's back open again so that, we can have, not us, but I just think about the economic crises from not being open, particularly if you're a service-oriented business.
The other thing, too, is when Dan Beans was on from REU, he recommended because of the heat this weekend and the fact it looked like PG&E was not going to be able to keep up with it. He recommended people go out for dinner this weekend to try and you know, during that 3 to 9 time frame when power is at its highest use, the peak hours. So we did our part. We went out Friday, Saturday, and yesterday we just we hibernated. But we, and today we're here at work. The, you know, the thing about it is you're right. You know, we went to a place, people were out, people were having a good time, but we were all spaced out. Spread out so that we were not within 6 feet of each other. We had our mask on. We came in just like you said, and we masked up when we left. As soon as we got outside, we took off our mask. That's what they wanted for their business. And you know what? If I'm going to support the business, I'm going to support the business. So, time to take a little quick break, and I'm going to get back. You know what? News Cafe was out yesterday, and you know what? I urge people to read at least the second part of what Donnie wrote, because she talked to people that were out there.
At
concerned.
The flotilla?
No, not at the flotilla, but around some of the Cinemark 14 and not where, because everybody said BLM was coming in there Antifa was going to come in there and shut the place down. But they were out there, but also BLM was protesting. And she went over and talked to a bunch of guys that were just standing there. And it's a good interview. And I'm gonna talk about what she put in there. It was something that I felt Donnie had to do for herself in this. So, anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, whether it's COVID, if it's killer hornets,
fire.
If it's fires, if it's, you know, we haven't had frogs floating down from the sky yet. But I'm not saying that it's not going to happen the way things are going in 2020. So you've got to be kind of, you know, ready for the future. And that's what Judy Maxwell can do with her Maxwell Insurance and Financial is have you prepared, have you covered when these type of things happen. I'm not sure if she's got a policy for toads dropping from the sky. But if it has anything to do with your homeowner's insurance, I'm sure she does. She's been doing this since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and she just does wonderful, wonderful work for her clients. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Oh, yeah. And welcome back to our morning show here on Labor Day. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and our morning program is always called Free Fire Radio. History of Labor Day, what it means. If you're wondering, like, oh, Labor Day. Well, Labor Day is the first Monday in September. Here we are. It's a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contribution workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. The legislation. The first government recognition came through municipal ordinance passed in 1885 and 1886. From these, a movement developed to secure state legislation. The first state bill was introduced in the New York legislature, but the first to become a law passed by Oregon in February 21st, 1887. So four more states in that same year, Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, created the Labor Day holiday by legislative enactment. By the end of the decade, Connecticut, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, etc., followed by suit. So the first Labor Day holiday was celebrated again, 1882, on September 5th in New York City. And there you go. You kind of want to know why it's a national holiday. The street parade, according to the first time, was to exhibit the public the strength and the esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations. That's why the celebration of Labor Day. There's all kinds of Labor Day. We have been Labor Day parades. Memorial Day and Labor Day seem to, like, are kind of the parentheses around the summer.
Okay. Hey, you know, as you know, virtual classes are happening where kids get on their computers and they zoom into the teachers and then they have their class. Now, did you realize, of course, is that the teachers can see the students and the students can see the teachers. Well, this one teacher was, the kid was in his bedroom, and the teacher, when she was looking at him, noticed there was a gun on the wall. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. In his privacy of his own room. In his own home, but the teacher saw it, reported him, the kid gets suspended.
Really?
Guess what? Toy gun. It was either a toy gun or a BB gun that the kid had on his wall, but the kid gets suspended because of this. I mean, really? He didn't bring it to school. It wasn't and she couldn't tell because she's probably ignorant of what a true firearm looks like, but she was scared. And she said, I had to report this, and he has to be suspended from school. For having a rifle, a BB rifle, or a toy gun, it wasn't clear which one it was, but it wasn't it wasn't something that could actually hurt somebody beyond, if you got shot. I guess if you get shot in the eye with a BB. So he gets suspended. I mean, at what point does this go too far? I mean, and frankly, they reached that point many, many months ago when you get down to it, all the things they've done. Okay. I talked about, you know, Donnie Greenberg and her News Cafe has put out a lot of things that have, I think, just my opinion, and if Donnie's listening and if one of her listeners are, her readers are, it has led to a heightened fear in our town and really wasn't a place for it. One of them, of course, was when the big protest, and I think it was June 2nd at the county courthouse and all the militias, and it's just followed up since then. But then, you know, but Donnie is inherently a fair person. I've known Donnie for 10 years, maybe longer now. We, you know, dinners, all things, sat down and talked a number of times. Well, Donnie was at the BLM protest, Black Lives Matter protest, which was small, and it was, of course, nonviolent, but there were other people there. And so she went over to them, and she introduced herself. And one woman asked if she's the one who had written to Gavin Newsom, and she said yes, because, you know, she did write an open letter to Newsom about how dangerous it was up here. We're in trouble here at River City, she wrote. Anyway, there was a man there that she talked to. He said his life had been made hell because of an article on that June 2nd protest. And she says, I recognized him from the story. He was standing on the sidewalk with other men. Among the words used to describe them and their appearances were scruffy and tattooed. Unlike the BLM protesters who were shirtless, scruffy, and tattooed. Also, but that wasn't used in, if you'd gone down and seen it like I had, you would have said on both sides, there was some scruffiness and there was a lot of tattoos on both sides, by the way. And referring to those who were not, but the protesting, but militia and counter-protesters. He explained that he was scruffy because he'd just come from work, because, yeah, he actually has a job. And he had heard about the protests and he'd driven there directly. And that people who recognized his photo in the story and accused him of being a racist, which he said he wasn't, throwing things at his truck. And other people that she started talking with that were down there, she actually talked to these guys. And they said they believed that all lives matter, including black lives. And he thought it was racist just to say black lives matter because it's singling out one group over another. And when they asked her if she agreed with destruction of property, she said she didn't. And they said, why were you there watching the protesters? We want to make sure there's no violence or arson. None of us are racist or hate blacks. Another man said he didn't hate the protesters either. We're good people. I'm sure they're good people, too. They're not there for conflict. We're watching things to keep things safe here, to protect our town. And he said, adding that, if the protesters needed protecting, the parking lot group would do that, too. They were all employed. Many of them were veterans. And that they were all working, and that their jobs and other jobs allowed them the time or ability to leave work to travel the country protesting. And he said they seemed peaceful, and he couldn't understand why they needed to yell, but, you know, why can't people just talk? And I share my belief that we might have more in common than we might guess. Yes, Donnie, we do. And that's the thing. You've got, when you talk to people, instead of just identifying them as a group, a dangerous, scary group, when you talk to them, you find out that, hey, Donnie, we're all alike. We all have the same concerns. We all want to have a job. We all want to take care of our families. We all want our town to be best it can be. If we need to change in some areas, then we'll change in those areas. But we're not bad people. And just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean there's automatically violence. And she asked, well, why are you here and why don't you let the police handle it? Because police are outnumbered. And as you would help somebody move into a home or help somebody if there's things going around their house, this is what they were doing. And he said citizen volunteers help law enforcement during times of potential danger. And just like you need somebody to do some really heavy lifting, they're there to help, not to take the place of, but to help. So all in all, that was what her conversation with them was. And The photograph man apologized to me for cussing during our conversation. He said he'd been upset. I said, I understood it was okay. That's Donnie. And she says, and now here's this. I had my own apologizing to do. I apologized for publishing on my website descriptions about his appearance that demeaned him and caused embarrassment. I'm sorry that because he was recognized in a photograph, some people inaccurately accused him of being a racist. I said I was sorry, and I truly am. You know, thanks, Donnie. Because before we write things, and Donnie, you do have a following. And just like you and I do, Linda. So when that happens, we really have to watch when we're saying things, because people immediately, you know, they take it for, oh my gosh, I saw it written, so it must be true, or I heard it on Carl and Linda's show, so it must be true. You know, you and I do try to get facts, and we do check our things, but you know, every so often we're wrong, and you know, when that happens, we find out, okay, hey, we were wrong, I'm sorry, but on something like this, I applaud Donnie Greenberg. Donnie Chamberlain. I applaud you, Donnie, because you know it takes courage to go up to people that could be into you were scary to talk to them, and it worked. And she said there were a few words when she left. Have a good night. Stay safe.
Good.
God
that
bless.
Makes my heart feel warm.
God bless America.
And on that note, let's take a break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, talking about God Bless America. These guys down there, it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You're extremely safe there. They go through the whole 10 minutes between customers ritual of sanitizing everything. You wear a mask. They wear a mask. The whole enchilada, you might say. At Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. They work on appointments, of course, at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to Carl and Linda Botts here live on this Labor Day morning. On this smoky-filled day that's going to be 111 degrees. But we try to make the most of it. Sometimes we want to look around our house and think, what can we do to inspire us? And sometimes that just means like we want to fix our kitchen or we want to clean a room. Well, we have done this very thing, and that's called replacing our granite tops, and that was with Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County beyond since 2004. 16 years in the same location off Caterpillar Road. You know, he's a veteran. He's done a lot of things in our community. Donated some, like those smokers that you see a lot of times at the live auctions. A lot of us haven't been in a live auction here or any kind of event since March. But Mike is really great, and he does wonderful work, and we've handed him the keys and left town a few years back when we had our counters redone. Carl, interesting story. I wanted to think of something positive because, yes, we do have Enjoy coming on, and we've talked about a lot of, you know, headlines and things today. But there was a really great heartwarming story about, and you've seen this, that happened, I think, one time in the marathon or one time in the Olympics or maybe another time in your life where you've seen an athlete that's just about ready to finish the last round of or the last lap or whatever it is coming in at the finish line, and there is his buddy or a comrade or a fellow runner who all of a sudden can't make it, doesn't have what it takes to make it. Break something, sprain something. Oh, this is a great story about this kid in Indiana, and I love this saying. When you're standing at a crossroad or running by it, you can choose the path of self-interest, or you could go the extra mile for someone in need. And this teen athlete, the choice was clear-cut. So what had happened, they were seniors, they were running a race, he ran by his buddy, the buddy's ankle snapped. And he ran by and he goes, "Are you okay?" Because I just felt something snap. So rather than forge ahead in an extraordinary act of true sportsmanship, this is what we need to teach our kids. True sportsmanship. This is humanity at its best. They had never met before. And he's 18 years old.
Wasn't even his buddy then.
We're running a race after a while. Right. You know, a lot of the same districts right. You'll see.
Oh, okay, I see.
He
knew him, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was his best friend or anything, but it was a moment of great sportsmanship. And his mom and dad, anyway, so we helped him across
the finish line. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know what, because that was more important than wherever he was finishing in that race. And you're right.
That's an act of humanity.
An act of humanity that we can do with each other and being a little more, you know, I'll go back to the last one, being a little more open, being not afraid of each other. And that's, you know, anger is begun by fear in many cases, is fear of this happening. If I talk to somebody, you know, they're going to be mean and nasty to me. And in many times they're not, because they're afraid of you, just like you are afraid to talk to them. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I have a question for you, and if you think it's inappropriate, that's okay for today. I was just curious if you saw on the news where that group of people were harassing the lady in the restaurant trying to get her to raise her right arm.
I did see that, and I think we talked. I did see it, and I think we talked about it. There was last week, I believe, they surrounded her, screaming at her to raise her right arm. In if this is the same one I'm thinking about,
right, in support of BLM, I think
right,
it was.
Right.
Well, the question I have: if you are lawfully carried and concealed, is that a situation where you can stand up and brandish your arm?
Not if you don't feel like your life's in danger.
Trust me, that lady's life felt she was in danger.
Well, you know, it would be if you felt like your life was in true danger or the lives of your loved ones and you're carrying concealed, that is a reason. But you've got to be pretty sure that your life's in danger. If she thought that the next step, she was surrounded by all these people and that they were going to hurt her, they were going to attack her, then she had every right to tell them, I'm armed and you better step back.
Isn't the video of what was shown inside the restaurant enough to support her to do so?
Well, you know what? People, there are other, you know, the fact that, well, for some people it would be. Some people would, you know, would raise their hand and just, you know, instead of the fist, just one finger. You know, but I saw the comments after that because I think we even shared that one on Facebook that, you know, where is this, where does it say it's right that you're having having dinner and all of a sudden you're surrounded by a bunch of rowdy people that are cursing at you and telling if you don't raise your hand and they're, you know, were they threatening her life where they're saying, if you don't raise your hand, I'm going to beat you. If, you know, if when words like that come out, then at that point, then, yeah, I think then that if you really feel like your life is in danger, if this is the last resort, that's when you pull a gun is when it's your last resort.
Do you pull it or do you show it?
Well, you can do one of two things. I'm not going to brandish a gun by showing them I have one. I'm going to pull a firearm and then let them make that next decision. You know, they could back off. They start screaming and running. Then that's it. It's over. However, if you pull your coat back and you show a gun and somebody's close enough to you, they could then jump on you. Yeah. But, you know, again, you know, this is you have to remember that if you ever pull a gun on somebody, you've got to be prepared to use it. And if you use it, your life changes that instant.
Forever.
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 So, forever. Yeah.
Now, the only other thing about that video clip, I didn't hear the audio, so I don't know what was being said to the lady.
It didn't sound, it didn't look nice, though. It wasn't like, hey, you know, if you don't raise your arm, we're going to massage your feet.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that was being said. So, no, Chris, but that's, you know what, and a lot of people are buying guns, and, you know, because they are afraid, and this is what I strongly, strongly recommend if you buy a gun and you're not proficient with it, as we've had some in our own family, then you take classes and then you understand when, you know, about avoiding places, about what happens if you get into a situation like that. What are your options that are that can, one, save your life, but two, not get you end up in jail? This is, you know, just buying a gun is just the very first part of it. How do you store it? How do you make sure that, you know, that it's kept safely? How do you use it safely? If you're surrounded by people to that extent where you think that they're coming at you in a restaurant, and she literally, if this is the same one, was trapped there, trapped at that table. And so what do you do? If I felt like my life at that point was danger, if you don't raise it, we're gonna beat your ass. Then,
well, the other question I have is, where were the real men in the restaurant?
I don't know. You know what? Because most people are just, you know, when you get a group of people like this that are screaming and yelling, their whole job is to intimidate people, and that's what they did. They intimidated that restaurant. And here's the other part. Just like we talked about earlier today, police can't be everywhere. The police cannot be everywhere. And if there are people there that are there to help out, you know, like they would neighbors, maybe that would have worked. Maybe two or three guys standing up and saying that's enough. But you know what? This is their gang tactics. They know if they have a number of people in there, and many of them are women who are just as worse, if not, you know, as bad, if not worse, than the men. It's they're organized, you're not. So you have to be able to protect yourself and your family. There's, you know, if you have the ability to do that, then you should do that. But you should learn how to do it safely. You should learn how to do it, you know when you can do it. Know
well,
that
what
the
ramifications. What would have happened if you would have thrown a hot cup of coffee in their face?
Well, they could have done that, and that's assault. And that could have been enough. You know, they assaulted me with this. I thought the next step was they were going to beat me and my family at that point. But that's a decision only the person with the gun can make, Chris, and we got to run.
I understand that.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Got to run.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, hey, after the news, we're going to have Enjoy, the magazine, the store, the empire.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of wildfire ravaged California under a state of emergency as fires rage in the midst of an intense heat wave. More than 200 people trapped by a fierce blaze in California's Sierra National Forest had to be rescued by helicopter. Other fires forcing evacuations in San Diego and San Bernardino counties. The heat is putting a heavy burden on the state's electric grid. Chanting "Burn it down," rioters set a fire outside a police precinct last night in Portland, Oregon, surrounding the police station on the city's north side. And protesters hit the streets of Rochester, New York again last night. When Democrat Congressman Joe Morelli joined them, he was shouted down, one demonstrator screaming, "This ain't no photo op." Mayor Lovely Warren and the police brass blame outside agitators for the unrest that follows the police custody death of Daniel Prude, the mayor announcing plans for police reform in Rochester. Secretary of State Pompeo says the world is finally waking up to the serious challenges posed by China and the need to stand up to the communist regime.
We're starting to see other countries join us in that, the Australians, the Japanese, the South Koreans, countries all across the world, even the EU, even the leader of the EU yesterday, the day before, made some statements in recognition of the challenges that the Chinese Communist Party and the threats it imposes on the people of Europe.
Pompeo speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Stock market getting a chance to lick its wounds.
Wall Street is dark today as all major exchanges and brokerage firms remain shut down in observance of the Labor Day weekend. Normal trading resumes tomorrow.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, traders getting a break following last week's heavy losses and extreme volatility in the market. Tech stocks led the sell-off last week. The Dow will resume trading tomorrow at 28,133. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park, Rum, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
India's increasingly high coronavirus caseload has made the Asian giant the world's second worst hit country behind the U.S.
The 98,800 cases added in the latest 24-hour period pushes India's total past Brazil's, with more than 4.2 million cases in all. India now lags only behind the U.S., where more than 6.2 million people have been infected, according to Johns Hopkins University. Despite over 2 million new cases in the past month alone, the Indian government has continued relaxing restrictions to try and resuscitate the economy. But the virus is deepening misery in the country's vast hinterlands and poorer states, where surges have crippled the underfunded healthcare system and stretched resources. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in a London court today on a high-stakes extradition hearing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Some drivers taking advantage of roads and highways emptied of traffic by the pandemic.
Speeding is a trend that continues even as states try to get back to normal. The Iowa State Patrol recorded a 101% increase from January through August over the four-year average in tickets for speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour, along with a 75% increase in tickets for speeds of 25 miles an hour or more over the posted speed limit. California Highway Patrol issued more than 15,000 tickets from mid-March through August 19th for speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. That's more than a 100% increase over the same time period a year ago. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Two tropical depressions out over the open waters of the Atlantic expected to become tropical storms today. The National Hurricane Center says they're still very far off, so it's not known what impact, if any, they might have on the U.S., Mexico, or the Caribbean. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott here today on Labor Day, and that's what we're doing. We're laboring. And the 7th of November, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's here with the weather. And Ashley's at the helm, and when Linda's finished with the weather, we're going to do a little bit on fires and what day today is, because we have some spectacular days.
Well, we have an excessive heat warning today, and that means that it will remain in effect until 10 p.m. this evening. North and east winds, north to east winds, 15 to 25 mile with gusts up to 40 to 50 are also going to be in the various areas. But our weather today will be widespread haze and with temperatures up to nearly 112. Tonight we will go down into why can I see this? I'm sorry.
It'll go down to 68.
Yeah, it's yes. And Tuesday will be around will
97.
Be, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And Linda's here with the weather.
Let's push the button. 93 on Tuesday, Wednesday 96, 92 on Thursday, 94 on Friday, and 96. Various couple degrees here and there. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have, which national days are today? Some of my favorite.
Yes, the Acorn Squash Day, is that it?
Nope, that's not
no.
it.
What about the Grateful Patient Day?
Well,
I'll take that.
Well, Linda will take that one.
New Hampshire Day?
Nope.
We do have...
Wait a minute, New Hampshire, live free or die. Love that. Love the love their slogan.
Neither rain nor snow day, which makes sense.
Yeah.
How about salami day?
Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there.
And then, of course, my favorite, beer lovers day.
There we go. I knew you'd hit one there that
I
could
sign
up
for. At
least you
got it. There
are
like seven on this list today.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday there were two. Today we got seven.
Hey, earlier in the show, I misspoke. Yes, I did. I called it the Big Sleep Fire. It's not. It's the Big Creek Fire down there. Yeah, in Big Creek, California, where they had they literally had to rescue people at the Mammoth Pool Reservoir, sending in Blackhawks and CH-47s to lift out almost 200 people there that were trapped in that fire. Oh, yeah, can you imagine that? And it showed an interior shot of the helicopter. And trust me, we don't load Marines in there like that. They had them everywhere.
Yeah, threw the bodies in there.
Sitting,
let's get out.
They were sitting on the deck. They were in all the seats.
They had one shot.
They had to keep rolling it through.
Well, you know what? I bet you those people will have a newfound respect for again the National Guard or authority when you're like, some people what we're going through with these like. Guess what? Your life in that moment was saved because of the National Guard coming in. Their lives in peril.
Yeah, we're flying through that smoke
to save you.
into the mountains down there. Because I tell you what, we crash. That's a bad spot. But one thing they will also discover is that the CH-46 and the 47 CH-47 Marine Corps 46 is for the Army. they leak hydraulic fluid. Like, I mean, they just leak hydraulic fluid. I mean, it's just, that's just part of what they do. So all those people that were on the deck, on the floor, they were soaking up the hydraulic fluid.
Oh, my God.
So what about the rest of the fires, Ashley? I know we've got some big complexes going now. In fact, this is historically, they're saying it's historic proportions in California.
Yeah, so we have two different complexes, an SCU lightning complex and the LNU complex, which are both nearing 400,000 acres each.
Each. Wow.
They are more than 90% contained as of this morning.
Wow, that's good.
But the
12,500 that was 10,500 firefighters were out there. No, I guess it was 12,500. So firefighters in California, that was a few days ago.
That's just the firefighters.
Just the firefighters. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry, Ashley.
We also have the one that most of everybody's eyes are on is the Creek Fire, which is the one with the airlifting and all of that, which is at 73,000 acres and 0% containment as of this morning.
And smoke going up to 50,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. We have the Butte Tehama Glen Fire, which is at 66.
And I think that's the one way the wind was blowing, is that's where we're getting all the ash.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That one's at 66,000 acres and about just over halfway contained. We do have just a bunch of different fires in the area. I think at one point we calculated more than 1 million acres in California.
On fire.
On fire at this moment.
Well, you know what? This is
every year.
Every year. This is not going to end. Until, and I, you know what, I keep thinking every year that the light's gone on in the, down in Sacramento, and I'm just not sure anymore. Because, you know, they actually came out and said, okay, look, we're going to start thinning out these forests. Both Republicans and Democrats running for office agree on this. Let's thin out these forests. Let's take out the brush. Let's get these, the cogen plants going that burns all this, all this wood. And is electricity, and it's a renewable asset. So everybody's agreeing on it, but yet every year nothing happens, or not enough happens.
Well, it's happening on the way up when we were driving up to the Shingletown area.
Yeah,
they've done some great clearing up there.
Yeah, because they've got one
roadside,
way in and one way out there. So they're clearing out both sides of that. But it won't be until they start clearing out the brush and all these little small trees. And this is an ongoing job that could put thousands of people to work. Thousands of people to work on a full-time basis forever.
Well, and the amount of money that you spend fighting the fires, there's all the salary of all those people that, you know.
Yeah.
And why I say that is because when you were saying there's 10,000 firefighters, well, then there is just as many of people, if not more, that are supporting those firefighters. My brother runs an operation out of our ranch in Cottonwood, which, you know, this is a boon for him during the summer, because he does debris removal and water truck. Mm-hmm. And so he's licensed with the state, and it's I mean, I went out there the other day to feed cattle, and he looked like one of his trucks hit him because he is so exhausted from the amount of work that's going. I mean, the truck after truck after truck after truck of...
Yeah, they've got to keep the...
water and debris.
They have to keep the water trucks out there. SST Oil, we just talked about them earlier. They have trucks up on the front lines delivering fuel. Mm-hmm. 24 hours a day. He's got three trucks running right now.
And may we introduce James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Store and Enjoy the Magazine. They've been with us from day one, which we are approaching our 11th year. You guys, is it 14 now? What, I'm missing how many years your magazine?
October is 14.
14,
okay. Is it? I can't even remember anymore.
Okay. So we're happy to have you with us. We always do the first Monday of the month, so glad to have you guys on. And then, of course, one Thursday a month. I think it's the second Thursday of the month. Third Thursday of the month. Are you on? I'm listening. Can we hear? Can you speak again?
You make sure you point into the microphone.
I'm here.
And can you turn her headphones down just a little bit? I have her up all the way.
Okay, let's turn your headphones down. Wait, there we go. Okay. We're just trying to figure it out. There
well,
we go.
Headphones
How's that?
Are down all the way.
How is that? Can you?
Yeah, I can hear.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
It's loud.
Okay. All right.
Turn you down some. Okay. How's that?
That's good.
Okay.
But
she's
kind of deaf anyway.
Yeah. So. Well, we love talking about what's going on with the Enjoy, the magazine, and of course, when you were hearing, James grew up in Cottonwood with the Mazada Ranch and all the wonderful history. I think you did. Was Cottonwood your place that you grew up?
No, but we have history all over. Our family is, my dad was a very prolific human being, and we had... We're blessed to have places all over the place. So I grew up, I came to Redding when I was 6 in Bella Vista, and then grew up in Redding, but then we've had ranches in Whitmore and Cottonwood and all over the place. So
you know forestry. All right. Well, we can take a break. When we come right back again, we're going to be talking about it. All things Enjoy, a great September issue. Outdoor issue.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, one of our favorite banks here in town. They are the ones, they're community, it's a community bank, like we're community radio, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, and they have done so much for our community, not only just a paycheck protection program, but getting people's dreams realized and get them moving forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or even better, just stop in at 1845 California Street or at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center and talk to them there. You know, when you come in there and you open up an account, you'd be surprised who shows up to say, hey, thank you. Like, you know, the president of the bank comes out, hey, thank you. If there's a board of director walking by and sees you, hey, you're in here, yay. Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, we'll be right back with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store.
That justice is one thing you should always find. You got to saddle up your boys. You got to draw a hard line. When the guns folks settles, we'll sing a victory tune. And we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I heard George Strait sing that in a country bar in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so many years ago when he was just kind of coming up.
Did you dance, or were you standing room only?
He wasn't that big a name then, but
say what?
He's got such a smooth voice.
Yeah,
he does. And I just love that song. It's the first one because I've got, must have like over 100 songs on my phone. And it always starts off with that one because it's Hey, Amarillo.
Well, welcome back to our show here with our folks from Enjoy, James Masada, Rhonda Ball Alvey. And, by the way, you guys have parking. Carl wanted to make sure that we let everybody know.
Let everybody know that they've opened up that parking now, and I think it's like 75 spots at least.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Carl.
Right across the...
Thanks for rubbing it in.
What?
Saturday was the first day that I actually could find a parking space in it to park.
Really?
I went a whole week without getting a parking space.
It depends on what time you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to be a butt. It's a blessing.
And the, you know what? We're going to switch some things here.
Oh, look at you guys. Oh, I see what you're doing. we're having technical difficulties with one of the mics today.
It just started. So it was good.
Linda and Carl are going to
Share.
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah, we're going to be here cheek to jowl. Hey, your first article in there.
This is something we started doing a couple of years ago. It's called My Town, and this we asked somebody from the community, from Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, and Tehama County communities to just send us a little blurb about why they love living where they live. And this month is Lewis Hudson, and he is from NorCal Light and Sound. And I just want to give a shout-out to Lewis because I met him recently because he's been working on the sound and lights at Riverfront, and he knows his stuff. He's a pretty amazing guy. He also did all the can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You sound great.
You were adjusting to the wrong one there.
Okay. He also did the lights and sound for the taping of the Fashion Alliance fashion show. So you'll be
Which hasn't happened yet.
It happens on the 12th, but you'll be able to see what he was able to do with the little theater at Riverfront, and it's pretty...
Is that where they filmed it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So anyway, he has a really great story, and he's been living in Reading for quite a long time and grew up in Red Bluff, and I just really like him. He's a really great guy. So
this My Town stuff is really fun just because it really lets you kind of connect, in my opinion, connect with people that are in our community. You know, you may have been introduced to him or somebody that we featured, but this gives you a little bit more insight. It makes you feel a little bit more like you're connected to your neighbors and friends, just people throughout the North State. And it, it's nice to just know what people appreciate about where we live, because it's contagious.
Yeah.
That's the one contagious thing we would need.
Yes, we definitely need that.
We always need that.
Okay. You know.
This issue, as we said, was live without limits, dream without fear.
So we've been doing a lot, lately with our issues about a lot of things that go on outdoors. And we've been doing that just because that's one of the few things that, you know, people
can
do
right now
is, you know, be outdoors in open spaces. So you'll notice that, you know, the last couple issues have heavily been influenced by that. And also, you know, we work very closely with Ryan Spitz and Nigel Skeet on the California Adventure District. And so Ryan has had a section in here for the last few months, and you'll see the monarchy of California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going out for us and kind of like being a correspondent for outdoor fun.
Actually, it's Nigel that's been writing them lately.
Oh, is it Nigel?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I just meant that
right.
He's been actively participating in doing the event for us, for the deed.
Hey, we have a question here. Uh-huh. It says, enjoy stories from people from Trinidad and Grass Valley and Woodland and Modoc. Can you tell people where you reach, what region do you write about?
So we technically can write about the top 12 counties. So everything above the north of Sacramento County line is what we embrace. We focus heavily on Shasta, Tehama, Siskiyou, Butte, you know, the core that are right here around Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
But we reach out all the way from coast to state line, and occasionally we'll even do a blurb on Southern Oregon because, you know, that is really our community revolves around these spaces.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's why you're going to see articles from the coast all the way into Grass Valley and all these other places.
I'm not sure where Grass Valley
is. I don't think Grass Valley is in our top 12.
Okay. Right. Well, whatever's in the top 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could run it if you know where the state of Jefferson is.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that, but hey, it kind of gives you the idea.
You got a great article here, Motor On. Thank you. That's really working now. And who is Hawk Mazzotta?
Oh, he's a jerk.
A great picture and everything. And so, you know, this is like, it sounds like looks like a lot of fun if you're really into off-road biking.
So the cover is made, that's my brother, my baby brother, Hawk. So he did the cover. Nigel came out and shot. And then, my brother Hawk is a jack of all trades. So he does heavy equipment.
Hawk Mazzotta.
Yeah, is he the fire guy?
He was. Okay. Yeah, he does not do that anymore. Okay. But yeah, he's a paramedic, a certified paramedic. He worked for Cal Fire. He builds homes. He does heavy equipment work. He owns his own basically excavation business with home building. I mean, he does it all. He's a pretty talented young man, all self-taught, just hard worker. He has a son, my nephew, Waden, and he's a second grader this year. And he is just an absolute love and joy, super, super smart. We're so proud of Waden. But both my brothers very much followed in my father's footsteps as far as car racing and just, you know, thrill seeking. Hawk is very good and actually is a professional motorcycle rider and does a lot of moto. Actually, I think right now he's somewhere on the East Coast racing motorcycles.
Hawk is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's also got a moto camp.
He does. So, you know, Redding has got Shasta Moto Club, and it's out at the airport. And my brother participates in that. And so this article is a kind of a hybrid between him, the moto club that's happening in Redding, and then his personal passion, which is his little moto camps. So he races professionally. He's a big supporter of the, and you'll read in the article, if you're a motorcycle rider, you'll love the Moto Club out by the airport. We've got an incredible track there that's part dirt, part asphalt, you know. So there's contact information in the article, and I think you should check it out because it's super, super cool.
And they have moto camps for kids.
Yes.
And I tell you what, if you've ever seen a kid on a little motocross bike, It is hilarious. These, you know, these little kids are going like, you know, it's like skiers.
And they're just gutless.
They're just like the little, they're just like the little skiers you see on the slopes. They just sit down on those skis and they're doing 843 miles per hour. But little kids on motorcycles. motorcycles are just great.
So that's my brother's passion. You see out here the dirt. That's actually out at our ranch in Cottonwood, and he has set up, used his excavating to do tracks. But he does motocross camps for all ages. Yeah, so he'll do the little ones, the middle-aged ones. He's got...
How about old guys?
Absolutely, and women.
We do
all women classes. The women want to learn to ride dirt bikes. And depending on what your skill level is, you hang around the house area for the little kids. They've got a track, and then as you progress, you'll do that there, learn jumping and stuff, and then you go live out into the creek beds around the ranch. And so you'll
run. Well, I would hang out with the kids, except they're pretty fast, and they probably make fun of me. It's kind of like when I ski, I'm on the bunny slope, but I'm having a great time doing it. You know, Linda says, I think it's time to get up to the green slope.
On that note, we do have to take a break. More when we come back with Rhonda Ball, Alvey, and James Masada with Enjoy. We're talking about the September issue, which is called Live Without Limits, Dream Without Fear. A lot of outside Reading for its fabulous outdoor activities in the North State. They enjoy as in 14 counties, right?
Or 12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so soon to be 14.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, yeah. We are technically in 14 counties because we have a South Valley edition out of Visalia, which there's a whole nother.
Yes, that's a whole
that's another whole
And we'll
story.
Be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. If you've got a crack, especially right now, the heat, the air conditioning, if you've got a crack in your windshield and you're going from heat into blowing the air, that crack is going to turn into something larger than life. And so, Jeff, locally owned, a veteran-owned business, located on right there on 273. You can give them a call at 241-8373. Get in, get your appointment if you've got a crack or a chip. We'll be right back after these messages.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Creep Eye Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is Labor Day, the 7th of September, 8:34 in the morning. It's approximately 80 degrees already because it's going up to 112 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Carl and Linda Bott, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a great selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed pieces right there at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine. It's the first Monday of the month, and they're always with us. And you know what? One of the reasons they're always here with us the first Monday of the month is because this beautiful magazine they put out with all the different things that are going on, we talk about it, and then you know when you're reading it, you can see some stories behind the stories, but it also kind of gives you a thing things to do this month.
Yeah,
and especially when you know
even without the calendar.
Yeah. Even without the calendar, but COVID and this and that and all these things. But this is kind of like a directory of where to go. Everything from waterfalls and in this issue, paragliding.
Well, now, that's cool that you say that.
I have never. Well, it's absolutely true.
We actually are in the final phases of creating a directory.
Well,
of things to do.
Well, I like that.
We would love to link that to our website if we can. Joy, and then have that in there. This is something I have never done.
Okay, smooth sailing. Let's talk about paragliding. I mean, because that's jumping off the hill.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize, and we have done another story in the past, but it's been several years, and sometimes we revisit stories, but we do them in a much different way because there's so much to talk about. You can't cover it all in one story. But Northern California is a real paradise for parasailing, both from the coast and a couple launch sites here in the North State, inland. We have some really great places to go. This is the California Adventure District CAD experience. This is the story that Nigel writes for us that we were talking about earlier. And I don't think this one, I don't think, what's his name, did the flying in this one, right?
No.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
Well, this
no,
is an interview
this is
with
really
Tyler.
A guy named Tyler?
Yeah.
It's a Q&A with Tyler Clifford.
Yeah.
And he's big into paragliding.
It just talks about the story of how he got involved. It started when he was when he was 19. He used to work at the Red Lion and go to Shasta College. And one day he was talking to somebody that he worked with that said he was going to go paragliding. And so I guess he decided that that's what he was going to do. And so he got his little two-wheel pickup truck and got some gear and headed out. And on the way, got stuck in the mud. And before you know it, the instructor found him stuck and actually used some of the rigging from one of the parasails to tie up his truck and pull him out. And he goes,
wow.
That's your first lesson, how tough the paragliding equipment is and how safe it is. So
wow.
We can actually tow your truck out. So then from there on out, he went up, launched, and now it's a passion. And it talks about if he's not with his family and stuff, this is where he is, about 3,000 feet in the air. Sailing over Northern California.
Well, one of the questions here is, what's the longest flight you've done by yourself? And I was very surprised because I only did this once. I think it was on the beach in Acapulco, you know, where they pull you up in the boat and you get the wee.
Oh, I guess I have done that, but that doesn't count.
Okay, so but as far as this, he said about 3.5 hours.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing. There are two types of flying, he says, that we do mostly here. Ridge soaring or cross country. With ridge soaring, imagine a river with a big rock in the middle of the river. The water or the wind is going up over the rock or ridge, and we're basically surfing the front of that. We ride that until it finally dies out. We can't stay up anymore, and then we go to land. The second way of flying is cross country. That's more like the Wellback in Mount Shasta. That's where you're launching and you're thermal climbing. So you actually are looking for heat, and you're looking for that rock cropping, maybe trees you can see shaking, and you can tell they have heat. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is amazing.
Yeah, and then you fly into that heat, which then is rising, and then you just
circle as you go up.
Yeah.
Higher.
You can see the vultures doing it, you know.
Yeah, well, that's how they
stay up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in Albuquerque, they've got the Sandia Mountains right there, and it's, you know, because you're 12,000 feet up there, they launch off that all the time, and they've got that whole valley to fly in. Now, as he says, hey, I'm up there till the wind starts dying down, then I land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, obviously you know what you're doing, so you're kind of like circling all that. So I would hope that you'd land someplace where...
Where your friends are,
or maybe where you
but
started
you probably
from.
Have designated
landing
sites.
I would hope so. Yeah, you know, because I had a great 3-hour flight. Now I'm in the middle of the Siskiyou Wilderness, and I'm not exactly sure how to get out of here. Yeah, that would be me.
And then I have a friend here in town, Eric Petitsinev, and he does this, but he does this with the pack that he's got has a motor on it. So you'll see him flying around Redding, where he generates his own forward motion the fan on the back.
Yeah, Ron Lim has that too. Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like in a sling with your own like a motor on your back.
That's behind you. You know, you see him going around.
Fly around.
You don't have to worry about it, you know. And if you wanted to fly, but you didn't want to, you know, be in an airplane, I always think of these things. If you have a problem, is how, you know, and I'm thinking with the pair, you know, with one with an engine on it, that you'd have a better chance of getting down.
You would think, but maybe not,
you know, and as a paraglider, as he says, you know, you learn how to collapse the wing and get, you know, recover from it.
That's what you'd really need to learn, because you know, these things are not solid. That's what freaks me out, is that you would think that the wind or the thermals would buckle them up, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny now, we're using the square parachutes in the military, and you can fly these for miles.
Yeah.
They can drop you off target with the right winds, and you can soar in for miles coming in like that. So this is very much like that, maybe even, except it's he's sitting in
Have
the rig.
Have you seen, speaking of the military and the new things that they're doing, but there's a... are they an American company or English? I think they're a British company, but the French have adopted it. Have you seen these gentlemen that have the jet engines that are on their wrists?
No.
So they look like, what's that superhero that...
The Rocketeer or something?
No, he's the one that's everybody. He's
Iron Man.
Right. It's a totally real Iron Man, except... So they're like a glove. They slip their hands into it, and that's where all the gears and things are that you control
what?
It. And then on either side of the wrist are two jet one on each side, so you have a total of four jet engines.
Oh, my God.
And they fire up, and they literally use their arms, and they fly with these jet engines. It's insane. But
where?
So it's an English gentleman that's built it, right? They're all over now as far as testing. But the French government has actually adopted them for their military. And if you go to YouTube, you can actually see they do a mock, a mock surrounding of a naval vessel. So all these French soldiers take off from one boat and fly out across the ocean to another boat.
Human drones.
And surround it. You know, so it looks like, you know, at any point they could open fire on this boat. But then they land on the deck, and everybody shakes hands like, oh, that's the fun, and then they fly away. But
no, I'm going to look at this because I'm having a real problem picturing this. But did you just see where a plane was in the flight pattern coming into L.A., and there was a guy in a jetpack at 3,000 feet?
I read that.
3,000 feet, a guy in a jetpack. Can you imagine a pilot looking out? The guy's over there waving at him. I mean, it's like,
was he supposed to be there?
Well, no,
no.
He's going to get in trouble.
But still, here's only in California. Got some guy 3,000 feet up in the air in a jetpack.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah,
where
well,
you
I've
wear
seen
that
those too. Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay. But it's not like paragliding.
No.
Paragliding, you're just up there with God and the wind.
I can imagine the peace, the sound, because it's probably very quiet.
You know what? That's one of the things he said is that I can go out, after, you know, I leave work at 4, I go out there, I can fly for 3 hours, be home by 10 or 10:30, and he says there that that when he's flying like this, that he says it makes me pray more. It keeps me close to God.
I was going to say, yeah, you could probably do church.
Probably right there. Yeah, it's the only place you can do church.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Sharon Clark picked up a lot of slack here from people that could not help during the COVID crisis, but she was there for people that needed help. And with that, she is looking to find more amazing caregivers, people that want to come and help other people, whether it's full-time or part-time. All your training, everything is provided there by Reading Home Helpers. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or just give them a call at 226-8350. Helping people, whether it's an hour a day, a couple of days a week, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And it doesn't matter where. You can hear us voice through the deepest voice.
Welcome back. Oh, this is from what? Dumbo? This is
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. Okay. Well, you know what?
Both military and elephants.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Ashley Orton's in here. So, what are we going to talk about next? Elephants. And you know, no matter what we come up with, you know, one of these days I'm going to say buzzards. And you know what? She's going to find a buzzard song.
Well, of course, there's got to be something with buzzards.
Something with buzzards.
I'm thinking Johnny Cash probably has some.
Oh, welcome back to our show this morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Carl and Linda, and our guests this morning are James Masada and Rhonda Alvey of the Enjoy Empire. We're talking what's going on with the September issue. A lot of outside adventures, beautiful things. You'll see waterfalls, beautiful pictures of waterfalls. You'll see
motocross to paragliding, skateboarding to this one here, vacation volunteer, Kathy Snyder, animal aid adventurer.
Sounds like a TV show.
Is this the first article you've ever had on elephants?
No, I think probably not. I think didn't we also do a cover something about at one point there was an elephant sanctuary that was trying to be developed actually in like Red Bluff or Cottonwood?
Yeah, I remember that.
Tahama County.
We didn't do a story on that.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
For some reason, I felt like we did, but maybe it was.
Yeah, I remember that, and he was going to bring in dozens of elephants out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking in this. This is a wonderful article about Kathy Snyder, who has been a nurse, and she grew up loving horses. And then she found that there was a love of traveling abroad and then dealing, being able to work with animals, and thus the elephant sanctuary in Thailand.
Yeah. So she's an ER nurse, right, Rhonda?
Right, at Mercy.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. And she comes into the store, so I didn't know this was her. She was just in, like, on Thursday or Friday picking up a copy of the magazine.
Well, that's my
deal. She never said that she was in it.
Well, she found the elephant park during a volunteer mission in Cambodia with Mission Rabies, an international organization that vaccinated dogs in remote villages. I saw this as an honorable mission. More than 60,000 people die yearly from rabid dog bites.
Oh, gosh.
She said, I was saving human lives. So, again, she's in the emergency room and Mercy Medical Center. And Wednesday, she said that it wasn't enough for her. So, having loved animals all her life, she sat down and searched around for animal care. Thus began her five-year lifestyle of flying abroad to volunteer during vacations from her Reading nursing job 2 weeks a month at a time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, if you're going on vacation, some people, that I guess that kind of work would be a vacation for you, right? Because, I mean, you get to be around what you want.
They're doing something they love. They're being she goes to Thailand.
So the story
the elephant nature park.
Yeah, so the story goes on that she finds this elephant nature park and she is connected with them, and I guess she had worked with a baby elephant. And the story talks about how, you know, the saying, elephants never forget. And that seems to be, theory is very true. Elephants have an incredible memory. So she cared for this young baby elephant and then obviously had to come home and then made the trip back to Thailand. And was hoping that she would get to see her elephant friend, and obviously it'd been several, I think it was 9 months.
Nine months. Yeah. She said 9 months.
the elephant grew, and as they do when they're little. And she said when she got off, she could see the herd across the park, and she yelled out the baby elephant's name upon arrival, and the baby elephant perked up, looked across, didn't forget, knew who she was, lifted its trumpet, lifted
trumpeted for her.
Yeah, lifted its nose and trumpeted for her and came barreling at her with great speed of love
like
and joy.
Here's 1,000 pounds of happy elephant coming at you, and you're like this. So
she said she had to prepare for and try to create some type of a buffer as the elephant came in, and it, you know, it.
I mean, you hug an elephant.
Totally embraced her, grabbed her, spun her around, put her up against his leg, and squeezed her with her trunk, and gave her a big elephant hug as they do with their trunk. And she said, you know, you have to return the hug as with you do. It's your whole body wrapped around the leg. And
what are you doing? I'm hugging an elephant. So, you know, can you picture this, that you're trying to get your arms around the leg and your legs, mm-hmm. and you're hugging as hard as you can, and it's over there. It's, you know, it's a beautiful story.
It is really nice.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I guess the elephant's name was Thong.
I'm thanking you too.
Oh.
Because where else would we have seen this story? You wouldn't see this anywhere else. And with photos and everything.
Great photos, actually.
From a baby elephant to now the size of it 9 months later. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I mean, it's like 3 feet taller than she is, at least 3 feet taller. And leaning up against her.
Yeah.
Well, she says in the last 5 years, she's worked in 9 countries, and her last mission was in Fiji. Of course, during COVID, she's been grounded, like many people.
Right.
And she said, in this article, you'll read that 2 weeks wasn't enough, so she sold her ranch and everything so she could be gone for 1 month and be able to afford to be gone for 1 month in her vacation time. So, like, she's waiting for, like most people, for the world to return to normal so she can go back there, out there and live her passion, which is going to foreign countries and caring for animals.
Yeah. That's sad. That part, yeah. The whole COVID
thing. Yeah, the whole thing is.
Damn thing, you know, just keeps getting in everybody's way.
Yeah. Who had historic wildfires for September in California?
Well, in the last 5 minutes, can we talk a little bit about the store?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we talk about what's new, and you've got people obviously that have been home trying to figure out what they're going to do. Probably new creations have come in.
So yes, there has been. Surprisingly enough, even though I think people are being very prolific, I'm hoping we're going to get a great ability to get products for the holidays. A lot of times our holiday products come in late. Everybody's life is busy, but this has forced people to slow down. But you know, we'll see how it goes. It's been nice, like you mentioned, the parking lot.
The parking lot's open now,
And it really has freed up parking in front of the store. So we that log jam of cars seems to be broken up and moving throughout the day, and so we have seen an uptake definitely of people out shopping. What we have seen are people are already coming in and doing Christmas shopping.
Oh yeah, I started
because they don't want to be caught in the nightmare that is. You know, they keep talking about phase two of the pandemic during the winter. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but you know what I mean? Kind of like flu season. But on top of it, people just, even now where we're at, don't want to be in huge lines with people everywhere. So they're getting out early.
Right.
And
I know.
That's a great idea. You know, and and how to do it would be to come in and get all those things like we get from my sister. We get all the local things done, and y'all pack a crate for them with the Enjoy box.
Yep.
And that, I guess we could then just hold.
Oh, sure.
And then we could mail it to our regular mail biz, who are these young ladies up here in the.
Well, I have a question for
you. Up on Placer, in next to Holiday Mart.
Yep.
You did an article some time ago, and it was really about the guy who had to change his complete outlook on life. He had become a paraplegic, and he created Mustard.
Mustard, yes. Mustard for the cause.
And so, the other day, I was out of my ground mustard, and it just about killed me. And I was thinking, I'm just going to run, but it was the hour of the day or whatever, and it was not during store hours. So Is that something that continues to come in?
Unfortunately, he has taken a break.
Okay.
You know, it was a lot of work for him from a wheelchair.
Sure.
And I think ultimately his goal is that he's trying to find a co-packer that he can work with.
Okay.
Where that he can give them their recipe.
Right.
And then they will make for him and package so that he can be more successful. Because he was using it, obviously, as a cause. He was raising money to help buy wheelchairs for other quadriplegics. And so that's his passion and his love. But for him physically, it just got to be too much right now.
Okay.
So we would sell it faster than he could make
it. Well, when you think about
of course you could.
Because it was a great product.
It was a quality product.
Well, and every item that you have, I can imagine it's like become little family, and then you've got the backstory. It's just like this guy, you know. I mean, so we pray for him, and we hope he can find a package guy, person, company, because that was really was brilliant.
And that's also in my passion, in my wheelhouse, too. One of the things that we are trying to develop is trying to figure out how to partner with these people beyond just the store, where we can actually, because we know so much and so many people that we try, and we're very successful and have done lots of great things this way, where we connect vendor to vendor, which ends up being a really great opportunity for them to be successful and to expand both of their business, where somebody might private label for one other person who has some other type of success, and it helps them grow. So that's definitely one of the things that we're working with, is trying to help him find a co-packer.
Well, thanks for being with us again. It should be interesting to see how things unfold here with the next remaining part of our year here with the COVID crisis, what's going to be coming from that in our fall season, and our fall and our Christmas season here with you at the Enjoy Store and the Enjoy the Magazine.
Yeah, maybe things that don't burn, we have green. Maybe the river will turn red and turn blood red to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. That way we can have red and green at Christmas. And then everything clears up on January 1st. On January 1st next year, life will come back to normal. You know, let's just take 2020 for what it is.
Yeah,
it's a throwaway.
And meanwhile, go smell the wonderful scents at the Enjoy Store.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because
it's parking. It's got everything.
It's worth going.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Turtle Bay, and a couple of surprises for you tomorrow. Everybody be careful out there. It's going to be 112 today. It may not look like it because of the overcast, but it is. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?